This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Heat, bad air, travel troubles, we've got it all as the July 4th holiday weekend approaches. First, the travel challenges. AAA says more than 50 million of us will be on the move this holiday weekend, setting a new record for the Independence Day holiday. There have been flight delays and cancellations, delays of several hours at some airports in the Northeast yesterday as thunderstorms rolled through. Now to the worries about unhealthy air here in the U.S. as those wildfires keep burning in Canada.
Drifting smoke from the ongoing wildfires in Canada is raising air quality concerns in a wide swath of the U.S. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires is spilling throughout the Great Lakes region and in parts of the central and eastern United States. Michigan health authorities issued an air quality alert for the entire state. In Chicago, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency categorized the air as unhealthy and urge young people, older adults, and residents with health issues to consider more time indoors.
The AP's Norman Hall reporting. Millions of Americans are sweating from fierce heat. Temperatures in some parts of Texas climbed above 110 degrees, flirting with records or breaking them outright. Brenda Byrd in Dallas, where it's going to be 103 degrees today.
We definitely don't want to have the rolling blackouts and things that have happened in the past. When it gets really hot. So I think if we all just do our part, then we can at least stay comfortable through this hot Texas heat.
Brenda Byrd in Dallas. Oscar winner Kevin Spacey in a London courtroom this morning to face trial on charges of sexually assaulting four men as long as two decades ago. He has pleaded not guilty. They've been searching for survivors in Ukraine after a Russian missile attack hit a crowded pizza restaurant in Kramatorsk, killing several people. This is AP News. Now to billions that may have been stolen from COVID relief programs. The AP's Ed Donahue.
A report by the Small Business Administration Inspector General says more than $200 billion may have been stolen from two large coronavirus relief initiatives. The numbers are much greater than the previous projections and show how vulnerable the Paycheck Protection and COVID-19 Economic Injury Disaster Loan programs were in the early days of the pandemic. Gene Sperling, the White House American Rescue Plan Coordinator, says most of the fraud was in the first 9 months.
However well-intentioned to get money out fast, took down too many anti-fraud guardrails, attracted too many criminals and criminal syndicates.
Sperling says the Biden administration learned a lesson and made corrections. And the SBA says it has a backlog of more than 90,000 actionable leads into pandemic relief fraud. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.